Kneel, kneels. I know my redeemer lives. All of creation testifies that the Son is. I know my redeemer lives.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Yes,
As
Lord.
long as we know that, we know that. We know that
Yes.
He lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He lives
Yes, he
today
does.
and always. Praise be to God.
Always. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, praise be to God. Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Amen. Praise be to God.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My
Yes.
soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Some shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy house.
Yes.
The Lord of earth keeps out before him.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we ought to be rejoicing because we're still
Hallelujah.
in the day.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Yeah.
Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God, because he didn't have to bring us over to the day.
Amen.
I'm so glad that he did.
Thank
Hallelujah. Anybody out there glad to be in
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Glory to God.
Lord. In the day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We are slapping
Yes.
our praise and our recognition to God for all he continues to do,
Yes.
because he is blessing us all the time.
Yes.
Every second of the day, he's blessing
Yes. Oh,
and
yes.
keeping us from a whole lot of things that we don't even know about.
Amen.
And so we're praising God that he is a wonderful, loving, kind God.
Amen.
Praise God for our viewers today.
Amen.
And praise God for his guests and
Amen.
Mother Mitchell and Dr. Lewis
Praise the Lord. Thank
and Deacon Steve
you, Lord. Bless your
for
name.
the activity in the service
Praise
today.
you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we're going to go on into the word. Okay. We'll try
Amen.
to adjust to this new time. Okay. From the book of Luke 10th chapter, beginning at verse 35, I mean 25. That's Luke 10,
Okay.
verse 25.
Of course.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Luke 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with
Yes.
all thy mind, and thou shalt love thou shalt and thy neighbor as thyself. Praise God. He said unto him, Thou hast answered Right.
Mm-hmm.
This do, and thou shalt live.
Mm-hmm.
But he being willing to justify himself, said unto him, who is my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and Jesus answering, saying, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him,
mm-hmm.
and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him,
uh-huh.
they passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, then when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came there. When he saw him,
uh-huh.
he had compassion on him.
Yes,
and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
And set him on his own beast
Jesus.
And brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow.
Yes.
And you might say on the morrow.
On the morrow.
And when he departed, he took out 2 pence.
Uh-huh.
And gave them to the host.
Yes.
And said unto him, take care of him.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever thou lackest, thou spendest more. When I can't come again, I will repay thee. Now, which one of these 3 thinkest thou was a neighbor?
Uh-huh.
To him that fell among thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's stop at that point and ask you to repeat after me. How do you treat your neighbor?
How do you treat your neighbor?
Question is personal as well as eternal.
Uh-huh.
Jesus always talked about love. Loving, love, love.
Yes.
In order to follow him and to do
yes.
going to be required of us and reaching that goal that we are working for,
uh-huh.
eternal life.
Yes.
We're going to have to have love to carry it out.
Amen.
Because without love, we're going to drop the ball.
That's right.
We're going to carry the cross so far and we're going to lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I've been carrying it long enough and tired. Let somebody else carry it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the songwriter said,
everybody
got a cross to bear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Your mm-hmm. cross may not be like my cross,
mm-hmm.
but the weight's just the same.
Yeah.
And okay. So he's with everybody the same. He's a God that is have no respect to person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he looks at us and tried to keep us in the mind and the mind of what we are, who we are,
yes,
what we're capable of doing and what we can't do without God. So since we know these things, we shouldn't let those things fall in its own place. And everything will work out better for us if we just keep things the way the Lord tells us to do.
Amen.
Amen.
So here Jesus talking to his disciples prior to this question that was asked by the young lawyer. They had been out on a mission. And on this mission, they encounter the devil. The word tells us that it was 70 of them that God sent out to carry the gospel wherever they went. Okay? And he sent them out in twos. God always has somebody with you when you're out on his journey. When you're out on this journey of life, there's always somebody with you.
Yes.
Whether you see them or not.
Uh-huh.
They are there for you. They have angels covering you.
Amen.
Okay. David said goodness and mercy was two of them. Because he said they will follow him what?
All the days of his life.
So you always got goodness and mercy with you.
Teach you, Pastor. Teach.
Whatever you need any others, he'll supply them too.
Amen.
Because he knows everything.
Yes,
that we are face, everything that we must go through, and he knows exactly what it takes to carry us through these things.
Amen.
And so he will do it, and he will do it right on time.
Amen.
He won't let it happen too late. Or too soon.
Amen.
Because there are blessings to be received and lessons to be learned. Okay? Because if we're going through things, we miss out on the learning part. We find out we have to go through another thing similar to that over and over again because we're not listening to him. And we're not learning the lesson. And so they came back after being ministered. The words of the 70 returned. And they were leaping and rejoicing that they found out on this mission that even the devil himself had to obey them. As long as they did it in the name of the Lord. We got to know that the devil is under our feet. And he can't do a thing to you as long as you are in the word of God. Okay? The devil must obey you. And you got to speak with authority. It's given to you by the word of God. You're never supposed to be speaking in your own power for spiritual matters. Because your physical power is no good against the spiritual power.
Amen.
You must fight spirit with spirit.
Yes.
Okay. And so we got to keep in mind that the Spirit of the Lord is also with us. So you got the Holy Spirit with you. You got goodness and mercy with you.
Amen.
Okay. And the Holy Spirit is there to make intercession for you. To talk to the Father.
Yes.
He translates what we exactly need in order for this to happen. And so there was rejoicing that they found the devil was inside, had to obey them. And Jesus, in so many words, told them that, I want you to know that you don't have to wait for your victory to manifest itself before you rejoice. Because it said, I beheld Satan. It was kicked out of heaven, and it fell to the earth. Okay. I saw him there. I was there when that happened. Okay. I was with my Father, and I've been with my Father at the beginning of time. And so he saw him fall from heaven, and they wanted to know that. Don't rejoice because you got power over Satan. But rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Yes.
So you can rejoice all the time, every day.
For
your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to rejoice because the joy of the Lord
is our strength.
And so that's why you need to rejoice instead of having no tears of sorrow. If you're going to have any tears, let it be tears of joy.
Amen.
Right? Knowing that God is working it out right now.
Amen.
Even while I'm going through, God is working it out right now, because I realize that the battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And all he needs for me to do is to stand in his word. If I stand in his word, everything will do what it ought to do.
Amen. It'll
be all right. And so the rich man got up. The rich lawyer got up and said, Master, I'm going to know what can we do to inherit eternal life. He wanted to go to heaven. He had all the riches he wanted, but he also wanted to go to heaven. And Jesus said unto him, what did the scriptures say? When questions I ask to you, you need to know what had the word of God say about it. Don't just jump in both feet, okay, and start working things out on your own. Same thing without asking God for guidance in all your ways.
All your ways.
Acknowledge him.
Yes.
And he will direct your path.
Yes, he will.
But just don't jump in there before you pray about it. Okay? Don't just start giving answers to somebody without praying about it. Okay, and if you give an answer, let it be from the word of God, and not from you. And so Jesus said to the young man about that, what did the scripture say then about this situation? And when he did that, young man said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Yes.
With all thy soul.
Yes,
Lord. With all thy strength. And with all thy mind.
Yes.
And thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
But how can you do that if you don't know who your neighbor is?
Amen.
Okay. And because this young man said, I've done all of that, and I did it from a you up. Now, what I'm lacking now, I got the sense that I'm missing something. Okay? We don't want to be left uncovered.
Amen.
Okay, we want to be covered by the word. Whatever we do, we want to be covered by the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
The word of God is where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is where we fall if we're not in the word. So we need to get in the word and stay in the word.
Amen.
Okay? Because the heaven and earth are going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But the word stands forever.
Yes.
So you need to get in the word and stay there, because in the word of God, you got a hiding place.
Amen.
In the word of God, you got the victory. In the word of God, you got your joy, peace, and hope.
Yes.
In the word of God,
you
have all the power and strength that you need.
Amen.
To go through these trials and tribulations.
Oh, yes, yes.
That we are faced with day by day.
Uh-huh.
We've got it in the word of God that
we've
got to suffer sometime.
Uh-huh.
But that's all right. God's going to work it out.
Yes, he will.
And he's working it out right now.
Amen.
So it said, who is my neighbor?
Hmm.
All right. I want to know who's my neighbor, Jesus. And Jesus said, let me tell you this. A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, in the area where these two cities were located, that Jerusalem was at the top, at least above Jericho, and Jericho was down on the low elbow levels. In fact, Jericho is about 3,700 feet below, lower than Jerusalem in this terrain. So like Jerusalem's up in the mountains, Jericho down lower near the ocean. Jerusalem and the distance between them on the way the road that they had was about 17 to 18 miles between the two. But here we have Jerusalem at the level of 1,200 feet above sea level. And the road was a winding road. Because in the mountains, you know how you turn and go one way and back, zigzag around to get around over to the other side of the mountain. Here, the man was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, Jericho was a busy place.
Yes.
Seaport area, then they had a lot of exchange going on. And so it didn't say whether this man was a businessman or just a nobody that we call nobodies. But what we're saying, they didn't have no kind of fame about him. Jesus just said, a certain man.
Yes.
Went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And on his way there, thieves that were lurking about in the behind the rocks and alleys that lead on to the main road, that they could hide beside. And when the person unsuspected comes along, they could jump out and beat him down. And so what happened, that this man fell, the word said he fell among thieves.
Yes.
And it didn't say, well, one, but thieves.
Amen.
So there was some partner up.
Yes.
To help him do their dirty work.
Right.
Okay. we sometimes fall amongst hands that are not good for us.
Yeah, the pastor.
Okay. We sometimes fall in those ways that people will don't respect you. They only want what they want.
Yes.
And then that does not care how we get it.
Amen.
As long as we get it, it's all they want to know. They're looking out for themselves and not for nobody else.
Yes.
Okay. So it said that they beat him to the point of almost dead. Okay. They stripped him of his garments. Okay. They beat him. They stripped him of his garments and took everything that he had. All right. And then left him half dead.
Jesus.
Sometimes you might feel like you're half dead. Somebody has beat you down to the point and left you not with joy, but left you with a heavy heart. You are half dead because instead of the person ministering to you, they beat you down.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach.
You went to them for some spiritual advice.
Yes.
And they gave you a whole lot of jargon telling you what you should have done. And why didn't you do thus and thus? They didn't ask you what, they didn't come to you, what do you beat them down as to why you didn't do this and why you did that. They want you to come, they need that you may give them a word from the Lord.
Yes, amen.
It will help them to cope with the problem that they have. Knowing that God had given up on you, don't you give up on him. This man was half dead, and the words are by chance. The man hadn't planned this, but it just happened as he was going on that journey.
Amen.
The priest came by. And when he saw him, okay, he's going down from forth to see, he looked up and saw this man laying there, half dead. The priest saw him and went to the other side, passing the man by. Said to the song I said, do not
ask me
by.
Ask me by.
Why am I on this tedious journey? Do not pass me by.
Yeah.
But this priest passed him by. Jesus letting him know that person that's laying there is an angel in description. An angel that you don't realize is there. Because when he said, you need to be careful how you entertain strangers.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of us have entertained angels unaware.
Amen.
Not knowing that. So you don't know who's knocking at your door.
Yes.
We don't know who you pass by each and every day. It could be Jesus walking by to see how to show you up to, that you need to have love for everybody.
Amen.
So this young man said, this priest came by. And when he saw him, he passed him by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite. Okay, now these two people are church people. The preacher and Levi as the helper of the preacher. Okay. All right. And so don't look for church people to do everything.
Amen.
That's right, because sometimes church people mess up too.
Tell the pastor.
And the devil is always using the church people.
Amen.
To do their deeds, his dirty deeds.
Amen.
The devil will use you.
Tell the person.
If you don't stay in the word of God.
Amen.
He'll give you a scenario that seems right unto man.
Mm-hmm.
But the end thereof is the way of destruction.
Yes.
The devil don't want you to prosper in the Lord.
Amen.
The devil wants you to do the wrong thing.
Yes.
Instead of helping, he wants you to pass him by.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, but don't pass me by.
Amen.
All right, because tomorrow it may be you.
Amen.
Down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get home. Okay. So he passed by on the other side. And likewise, the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. See, one that didn't go look at him. Maybe he said, I ain't got time for this. I'm on my way to Jerusalem, to Jericho. And I need to get there for the buyer's leave.
Amen.
So I ain't got time to stop and help him out. We just left. I ain't got time to bother you today. Call me back a little later. There you are laying there, half dead. You called because you needed them right then.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, I ain't got time today.
Amen.
Call me back tomorrow. All right, tomorrow, if you have dead, you might be dead tomorrow.
Amen.
You need to take care of today.
Amen.
But it's still called today.
Amen.
I asked you today, I didn't ask you tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay. But I want you to know that you can call on Jesus anytime.
Hallelujah.
He's never too busy.
Amen.
Never too tired. He's never going to say no to you because he says, I will be there.
Amen.
When you call on me,
Amen.
I will be there. I won't never forsake you.
Yes.
And so here we are. This man and a priest and a Levite done passed him by.
Mm-hmm.
And the Levite looked on him and decided, I guess it must be decided that it was too far dead for him to bother.
Mm-hmm.
So he just went on the other side as well. But it said, now, when he saw him, a certain Samaritan was coming by.
Mm-hmm.
And as he journeyed, he came to the place where the man was. And he saw him and had compassion on him.
Yes.
Amen.
And went to him and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and pouring in wine and set the man on his own beast.
Yes.
And brought him to the inn and took care of him.
Yes.
Here's a man a Samaritan. Somebody that they didn't have no dealings with.
Amen.
This man is Samaritan. It was a half-breed. Jews and Gentiles. Here we are. This Samaritan.
What's wrong
with you? Taking time to bind up the wound of the young man, taking his own oil and wine to clean the wounds with. Use the word of God to clean the wounds of those that are hurting. Use the word of God to clean.
Amen.
Clean the power of the enemy out. Use the word of God because we know that your word is power and authority over the enemy. Use the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Help you to overcome.
Amen.
And so this man put him on his own beast. And he led him and carried him on down to the inn that was on the road to Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And there he took care of the man through the night. But on the morrow, he found that the man was not in good shape enough to go on a journey, but he had to go on his mission.
Amen.
But he didn't leave the man empty-handed. Gave the inn 2 pence and told him, take care. And when I come again, now he didn't say the next day he's going to come back.
Right.
But he said, when I do come back.
Amen.
And so he didn't say, here's 2 pence, take care of the day, and tomorrow you can let him go. But he said, take care of him as long as it needed. That's what I know about Jesus. He will not leave you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will take care of you
yeah.
as long as you need it to be so.
Yeah.
He will clean you up.
Thank you, Lord.
And wash away your dirty sin.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, what can take away my sin? Nothing but the word of God.
Yeah.
Will take care of them. What can wash and make me whole again? Nothing but the word of God.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus will do that for you. So he washed him in the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus, you have your oil, you have your wine. Everything you need is in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, so he take care of him and whatsoever he spends is more.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when I come again, I will pay it for you. Okay, so I'm not doing this and looking for somebody else to pay me,
mm-hmm.
pay you, but I will take care of myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus said, now which one of these three do you think was neighbor? And the one young man said, it was the one that healed, worked on him and showed him mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. He said, now you need to do likewise. How do you treat your neighbor?
Man.
Do you send him on a wild goose chain? Or do you handle the problem yourself?
Help us, Lord.
How do you treat your neighbor? Do you look at him and tell him God be with you? Or do you come to them and say, Jesus, 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 I need you to help me today.
Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
give me the wisdom and knowledge I need to help this person be delivered.
Amen.
Have a better outlook on life.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Always call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And if you call him, he said, I'll be there.
Amen.
Never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you.
Listen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How do you treat your neighbor?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
do you
Jesus.
Let him go? Or do you minister to them? Do you witness to them? Or do you talk about them?
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Help us, Lord.
That's what we need to know.
Amen.
How do I treat my neighbor?
Amen.
Examine ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
Know how you what you've done.
Yes.
Or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
When you could have the opportunity.
Amen.
The opportunity was there before you,
mm-hmm.
and you passed it by.
Amen.
Don't pass them by.
Amen.
Okay. No matter what nationality you are, no matter what race they are, we all need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
No matter what level you have,
thank you.
They all need Jesus.
Yes, we do.
And here's this man didn't have no nothing because they had stripped him of all that he had and left him half dead. Okay. We sometimes are in a half dead situation.
Amen.
We want to just throw in the towel. Okay. But hold on. Just a little while longer.
Amen.
A neighbor gonna come by.
Thank you.
A good Samaritan will come by.
Yes.
So long. All right. And everything will be all right.
Amen.
God bless you and have a smile upon you.
Amen.
I'll bet you. Good word.
Good word, Pastor. Good word. Oh,
thank you.
How do you treat me?
Take me through the day.
Man.
Good one.
Thanks.
We thank God for the word on today.
Amen.
So, that we're going to cross some paths of people, and what will we be? Will we be the one that pass on by, or will we be the good Samaritan?
Amen.
Will we have a heart of forgiveness and show a heart of love? The choice is ours.
Amen.
Choose love. What about you? So on today, we're asking everyone that if we will look to the hills from whence cometh our help, and we know that all of our help cometh from the Lord.
Amen.
And that we must show love,
yes,
even to our enemies.
Amen.
Because our desire is to make it in
the
kingdom of heaven, that place that have been promised to us. So we have to ask the Lord to guard our hearts.
Yeah.
Every day, that nothing will separate us from the love of God. And that we will be able to lift up holy hands, and that we'll be able to help our brothers and our sisters,
yeah,
those we know and those we don't know, even our enemies.
Yes.
So we have to put our trust in the Lord and lean on him each and every day.
Yes.
Ask the Lord to guide our steps, guard our hearts, that we might not sin against him. But as we lift our hands, he said he would draw all men unto him.
Video.
And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to just have your way in our lives, God, and that your word will be spread abroad, God. And we find the enemy on every hand, Lord God, and we lose every good thing that you have, Father, that you are glorified. In the name of Jesus. So God, let thy will be done. Let your word reign in our hearts, God, that we may do all that you've called us to do on this day. And we thank you for our pastor, God. Continue to watch over him. Continue to keep him. Continue to put him in the knowledge and wisdom of what you have for your people, God, for your children. In the name of Jesus, let thy will be done. And we bind the enemy on every hand, God. And we lose every good thing that you have. Again, God, we thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it rest in us and let us be doers of your word, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
All right. Benediction. Now may the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest rule and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen. Amen.